is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we are back. We took a couple days off there, actually 3 nights off, as we traveled to Los Angeles to be part of the Radio and Records Talk Radio Seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that here in a few moments. But first, again, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Yes, it says we'll be back Monday, and it is Monday, so here we are. There were a couple of highlights from the trip that we should talk about.
Yeah.
First off, my... The whole point, I guess, what I was talking about before the trip was that I was going to travel without showing identification, because we've had phone calls from listeners over the past couple of years saying this is possible. Of course, I think it's John Gilmore is the guy's name from Sun Microsystems, the founder of Sun Microsystems, who has sort of made a name for himself as far as beyond the business that he's created,
mm-hmm.
but made a name for himself in the world of activism by... crossing by getting on flights without showing identification and blogging about it and really bringing a lot of attention to this. The fact that in America you can still travel without showing identification to government agents. And I think that that's a great thing. So I wanted to give it a try myself. And I did. We did it flying out of Manchester. And everything went smoothly. I didn't have any... gruff, surly bureaucrats. The guy seemed to be a little bit too happy to
pat me down.
Your
belt got broken.
Yeah, they did break my belt, and they didn't. I didn't see it happen, but that's because when you get the super special secret search, the SSSS mm-hmm. written on your ticket, when you don't show identification, they go through your whole bag, pretty much.
Right.
So they were sort of going through the bag as I was getting searched, and then I went over and watched as they went through the rest of the bag. The lady actually did apologize for not packing the bag back as well as I'd packed it.
Mm-hmm.
At least she apologized. I'll give her points for that, I understand.
Yeah, there's something to be said for it.
And
she didn't have to, but that's the other thing.
Right.
She had no incentive to do it other than good rearing.
Right.
And, you know, that's where it comes from, you know, the whole idea that bureaucrats don't care, they're emotionless, heartless people. She's not in any way incentivized not to be rude.
Mm, indeed. So everything went smoothly. They just give you a closer check whenever that happens. It didn't do too much to get me ahead of anyone
mm-hmm.
because there were no lines.
It didn't do you any good. I stood and waited for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it is true. If you don't have identification, you can travel on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you didn't do that on the way back, though, tough guy, through LAX.
I just didn't... No, I could have done it at LAX.
Why would you want to do that, though?
I just didn't feel like it.
Oh, those people were not nice there.
There were more people there, and they definitely were more surly at LAX, no doubt about that. One of them got on my face at LAX because I was putting too many things. He had walked... It's the part of the whole process where you're getting ready and you're putting your stuff in the little bins that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was putting things, I took my laptop out of the laptop case and put it on top of the case. I had put my bag up there
mm-hmm.
and also my shoes.
Right.
And the guy had walked away, had walked down past the metal detector to talk to some of the other bureaucrats
mm-hmm.
down there or to harangue the woman that had gone ahead of me for having a child. You saw that.
Oh, that was the greatest thing.
I'll tell that story in a moment because it's way better than mine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he comes back after I'd started pushing my stuff towards the x-ray machine, and he gets in my face and says, "What do you think you're doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm putting my stuff in the x-ray." "Well, this goes here," and he takes my laptop. He says, "You need to put your laptop in a bin, and you need to put this here." And I said, "Well, how was I supposed to know that? You weren't here to tell me." And so then he sort of shut up at that point, and we went about the process.
That same guy took my shoes. I had placed them on top of my laptop, you know, in a bin, and he took mm-hmm. them and he threw them, just tossed them into the conveyor belt. And they made noise and everything.
I saw him do that.
I kind of looked at him, and he smiled at me, and I'm like, "But you know, I don't know what I think about that. I'll just go through the little metal detector."
Oh, he was sort of smiley. He was having fun being the TSA agent. I noticed that he had 3 bottles of water that he had obviously confiscated from someone. They were just sitting there. And he, at one point, just sort of picked up the bottles and was just playing, you know, playing hoops with the trash can that was across the aisle.
Yeah.
Just kind of shooting the bottles at the hoops, just having a good old time with other people's possessions.
Mm.
So we didn't run into to too much trouble from the TSA, thank goodness.
Right.
1-800-259-9231.
Real quick on the story.
Yeah, the woman with the kid. A small child, like 2 or 3 years old.
A newborn.
Really?
What are you talking about?
I don't know how old
this
kids are.
This baby was a newborn. And she was with her mother, I assume, some woman who looked vaguely like her, who seemed to care about the child also. And I think there was a grandfather involved. And anyway, it must have taken, and you can imagine people are standing in line.
The line was backing up.
10 minutes to unpack all of the stuff from their, you know, baby cart, the cart on which you transport the child, and then mm-hmm. all those things that you need for the child, diapers and wet naps and formula. And he had, as a matter of fact, the bottles that he was playing hoops with were their bottles.
Ah.
They had to go purchase more water to mix with the formula. He said that if it's mixed, you can keep it. If it's not mixed, you can't. And so it took 10 minutes to unpack this thing, and then probably another 5 to repack. And, then each of them had to go through, and that's probably at least 5 minutes.
And since he's the only bureaucrat there mm-hmm. on that side of the device, he would never consider allowing someone else to just come through and put their own things in a bin and move them through the x-ray unit. Because he has to examine every single item that goes through there.
Pretty much the case, yeah.
I mean, if there had been a second bureaucrat there, then it could have moved faster, because he could have sort of spent time with the woman, and then the other bureaucrat could have moved everyone else through. But again, they don't care. They're not interested in providing efficiency. They're not interested in expediting anything.
Matter.
So that was our airport experience.
Yeah, and it took probably two or three minutes for each of them to go through the babies. They had to take the baby's shoes off, because God knows they could have been made out of C4.
Yeah.
This is a newborn, barely holds his head up kind of newborn.
Now, that's not necessarily a terrorist thing. They're probably looking for drugs.
Whatever. All of us had to wait 20 minutes because this clearly evil woman had the audacity to want her move her baby from one location in the United States to another.
Yep.
It's just ridiculous. And it's only getting worse, not better.
It's true.
You know, what do they care? They're not in any way incentivized to get better at their jobs or be more streamlined or any of these things.
But yet we're radicals when we get on the air and suggest.
Yeah, we talk out against
the
TSA. Oh my God, can you imagine?
So if you want to share your TSA hell stories, as always, the phones are open. If you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. But just a few more reflections from the trip outside of the airport. The rest of the time in the airport was spent waiting. We had a 5-hour layover in Detroit, of which you spent about 2.5 hours laying on the ground.
Yes, I did.
With a little air pillow.
I slept. It wasn't an air pillow. It was a real pillow.
Like flight pillow.
Yes, I slept on the floor of the Detroit airport beneath some benches while you ticked away on your laptop. I can't sleep on planes. I just can't sleep sitting up very well.
You didn't get any sleep on that red eye?
I doze off, and then my head would lull to one direction or the other. I've tried those neck pillows. They don't work. So I'd rather sleep on the hard, cold ground.
Oh, it's all that time in prison. Made it easy for you.
No, I we had beds in prison. They weren't particularly soft. But
so this was actually a step down then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we got to L.A., and I got to say that over the past 2 years now, we've been, or a year and a half, I guess at this point, we've been to 3 talk radio conventions, one in Washington, D.C., one in New York City, and then one in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked L.A. better than the other two.
I liked the city of L.A. I didn't like all the travel that we had to do to get there.
Yeah, well, obviously flying across the country, but I'm talking about just the locale. Mm-hmm. Then again, we didn't actually go into downtown L.A. We didn't actually go to where the skyscrapers were, whereas that's where we were in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's ugly as hell.
What New York City is.
Right, that's probably ugly as hell. But the place where we were at was very nice. There are actually trees in comparison to Washington, D.C. and in New York. So enjoyed that. Also, we got to meet with some of our listeners,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty cool. We had one of them, Ben, take us out for sushi.
Yeah, that was nice
of
him.
Which was awesome. Very cool. So
met another couple of guys at the hotel, came to see us just before we left. And that was nice.
And let's see, what else happened at the... Oh, there's one more story worth telling. And that was the smoking law that we encountered, or what was allegedly a smoking law.
I think there's another story, too.
It ended up possibly almost costing us $250.
Mm.
We'll explain what happened on the way. You take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, it's Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 12, 2007. Gold is at $646.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $670.04, $337.57 for half, and $168.79 for quarter ounce coins at $670.04, $337.57, and $168.79. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free. Bulletin board system included. That's over 200,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting. All free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
800-259-9231. We're just sort of recapping our weekend. We took three nights off from Thursday all the way through Saturday night. In fact, we didn't get back here until about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So for us, it was a very long weekend in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out for the Talk Radio Seminar, which is a once-a-year sort of occasion that Radio and Records puts on. It's Radio and Records is an industry magazine. It's actually owned by, I think it's now owned by the company that owns Billboard. And if you know anything about music, radio, or just music in general, they always show you the Billboard charts, right? Well, now they own Radio and Records magazine, and that sort of talks about all sorts of different radio things. They do different conventions throughout the year. There's a music radio convention, there's a Christian radio convention, and there's the Talk Radio Seminar. So that's why we were in L.A. Last year was in Washington, D.C. And we went to the Marriott, Marina del Rey Marriott Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And when we checked in, they give you a little card that says, Marina del Rey Marriott is proud to be 100% smoke-free. And it says in there that, and I don't have the exact phrase, to paraphrase it, essentially says, you are not to smoke in your room.
Right.
It didn't say you can't smoke outside of your room.
Right. Or even in the hallway. I mean, like it said, I think it said something essentially you can't smoke in the building or in your room, anywhere.
So, seemed pretty clear
to
me.
And it also said there were some designated smoking areas, I believe, that were, you know, a couple of places.
Right. So it seemed pretty clear. And you, Mark, have a bit of a habit at night.
Yes, I smoke a cigar every day.
And you do it right before bed.
I do. And so I went out on the balcony, what served as a balcony. It was probably slightly over a foot wide.
You could stand in it.
You could. I happened to sit in it. I, you know, sat down on out there and read a book and smoked my cigar.
This is a $200 a night hotel, by the way.
And I shut the door on the sliding glass door. No smoke wafted into the room. And nobody said anything to me. And I used as an ashtray one of those little glasses that come with the hotel room.
Glass.
Yeah, I put a little water in it. I don't believe in throwing my butts around. That's how fires get started. And plus, it's littering.
Dirty.
Yeah,
sure.
It's littering. There's no doubt about it. If you were to throw some other wad of cotton and paper around, you know, that would be the same as a cigarette butt.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, smokers think it's okay to flick butts, and I don't.
It's gross. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I left some evidence, as it were, out on the balcony, and I guess
the next day.
Mm-hmm,
The last day we were there, Saturday morning, they always slip the bill underneath the door for you so you can see what the total is. And so I went in, got the bill, and took a look at it. And, okay, $200 a night, there's $200 there, plus all the California taxes, $700. So I looked again. I thought,
right.
Wait a minute, something's wrong here.
And you asked me, there's some kind of fee here. What's an SMK fee?
It was like an SMKG FEE, yeah. And I thought, whoa, what the hell is this?
What is this? Some kind of government thing.
Right.
That's what you immediately assumed was a government thing. And I could tell just, I listened.
I thought it was an error. I thought something was wrong.
And, you know, I said, that sounds like smoking fee.
Yep.
And it was a smoking fee, and apparently the hotel had assessed us a $250 fee for smoking in the hotel room, even though they found the evidence out on the porch.
There was a cigar that you had left in the hotel room, but they didn't confiscate that.
No,
the maids had come in during the day, and they had cleaned up the cigar butt from the porch,
mm-hmm.
from that area, and they obviously snitched us out. Because maybe they get a commission on the $250 fee. I don't know. But they went and snitched us out. So we went downstairs and I said, you know, there's something seriously wrong with this bill.
Mm-hmm.
I was very nice about it with the desk people. And they were very nice as well. They said that, okay, well, we'll remove this as a courtesy. After sort of going through the process of, hey, look, you know, this wasn't smoked in the room, blah, blah, blah. Sort of explaining to them what happened.
Right.
They said, oh, well, we'll remove it as a courtesy this time.
Mm.
But
as
you're not allowed.
As though we're going to come back, by the way, to the Marina.
Well, 2 years.
Marina Del Rey.
We probably will. 2 years.
Do you think they're going to have us on file as one of the people that they've given?
I doubt it.
A buy to? It doesn't seem likely.
So, all right. So then they said they're going to remove it as a courtesy, and you know that's good and everything, and thank you for that. But then they said that you're not allowed to smoke on the balcony either.
Right.
And I said, is that a law? And she said, yes. Now, you think that she just doesn't know the difference between a corporate rule and a law.
Right. I think that there are people out there, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily the case, but I believe this, is that there's many people out there that'll just use the words law and rule interchangeably. They don't understand the kind of force that goes behind a law versus the kind of force that goes behind a rule.
Hmm. Well, anyway, so if you're in California and you can confirm or deny that there is indeed a law that prevents hotel room people staying in hotel rooms from smoking on their balcony, which there's a club, the way this hotel is set up, this is bizarre.
Yes.
There's this club called Glow.
Which always made me think, every time I saw it, it would make me think of Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Interesting. Why?
Because that's what the acronym is,
oh.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Well, anyway, it's this open-air club where you have to go into the hotel to get into it.
Right, it's a courtyard.
It's a courtyard. And then you open a door, and you're inside this open-air courtyard where there's music and stuff. And, of course, the music was pounding till 3 in the morning.
Didn't bother me, but I know it bothered you, my friend.
And so there were smoking cigarettes in the club.
Right, which was directly beneath our room.
Right.
We're on the second floor. I'm only 10 feet in the air above these people that are smoking within feet of me.
And the door was closed
right.
as well. Not like you were smoking and the door was wide open, you're blowing the smoke in the room. The door was closed.
And
there was a seal.
I mean, the question is, if I would have opened the door, even when I wasn't smoking, would I have gotten a fine for just simply allowing their cigarette smoke to waft into the room? Just ridiculous.
So that's the other story that I had. And you said there was one that you wanted to
Well, know? Dennis Miller spoke at the talk radio.
Comedian Dennis Miller.
The comedian Dennis Miller. But
much better than Bill Bennett, the former drug czar who spoke last year. Ugh.
He was the keynote speaker, is that right?
No, Bill Bennett was not the keynote speaker.
But
Dennis Miller was.
Okay.
But they both
the
spoke
keynote,
at the
right.
same time.
Gotcha.
Last year, Rush spoke first on the first day. Dennis Miller spoke in the morning.
Mm.
But anyway, what about Dennis Miller?
Well, he's going to start a radio show here shortly.
Yes, he is. He will not be competing with us.
He will not. No, not at a direct time or anything like that. And
right.
I just thought that, you know, he occupied quite a bit of our conversation after his speech. You know, we talked about him a great deal.
Well, the reason for that is because of the whole Hollywood celebrity getting into radio things.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to talk about?
No, it's nothing uncommon, you know, that a Hollywood celebrity gets into radio and then, you know, at some point in the relatively near future gets out. The Hollywood people find out that, man, this is a relatively thankless position compared to what I was doing. And I don't. And I have to get to work every single day? I
mean, 3 hours a day.
Yeah, well,
wow.
That's four.
I mean, Penn Jillette was doing an hour-long radio show
yeah.
per day. You'd think hour-long, he'd have really gone at it for a long time, because that's no big deal,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're not doing any of the production work. I mean, you're just walking into a studio, sitting down, doing an hour show, and leaving.
Right.
But Penn gave up his show recently, which,
yeah.
of course, I'm very sad about, trying to get him on this show to talk about it. But more on the way about Dennis Miller and those picky Hollywood celebrities. Coming up, Free Talk Live. You take control.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back from a very extended weekend of absence, taking 3 days off from the show to go out to Los Angeles for the Talk Radio Seminar. A little bit more about that here in moments. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a freewheeling history of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at lfb.com. So we've been talking about a variety of different things that sort of have occurred over the last few days while we were in Los Angeles. For the Talk Radio Seminar, put on by Radio and Records. We were at this hotel, and there was this conflict with the smoking law that we ran into. Almost got fined $250, or assessed, or feed, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had started talking about Dennis Miller, who was actually at this conference, because he's launching, at the end of this month, a radio show. A three-hour-a-day radio show that will be running from 10 a.m., to 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right, Eastern now, Time. The catch there, though, is that Dennis Miller lives in Santa Barbara, California.
Mm-hmm. So that will be 7 to 10 a.m. his time.
Something, yeah, that sounds right. Which, you know, the important part being 7 a.m. Now, how early do you think he has to get up in order to be at, if this is ABC, do you think he'll have a studio at his house?
I think he probably will.
It's possible.
It's not expensive to do that.
It's not entirely impossible.
Give him a mic, an ISDN line, and a little soundproofing. He's good.
Okay, so let's say that he doesn't have to. He can do it in his jammies.
Yeah.
If he so chooses. He'll at least have to be up by at 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m. every single day to do this show at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Or 7 a.m. Pacific time?
Even if you could just get out of the bed, even if you just roll out of bed at 6:30 and do it, it's still, I mean, it's hell.
Yeah, even so, I mean, and plus, he claimed that he was going to continue to do stand-up work.
Right.
And I mean, stand-up work, when does he get off? At 11? I get off at 10. I don't generally get to bed before 2 a.m., sometimes 1. And mainly it's because you have to be at your peak to perform, and you can't do that when you're tired.
And if he's traveling around as well, if he's on the road, he'll have to go to affiliate stations to do that show.
Right, which means that he'll have to get up at the he'll have to get up at 5:30
a.m. 4 a.m.
Well, that seems like a stretch, but he'll still have to get up early to go do these shows.
Yeah,
man. Dennis Miller's show, as good as it may be, and I don't know, I don't have any idea. Stand up and radio are two totally different animals.
That's going to take a toll.
It's a year. Good luck to you, buddy.
Yeah, he was talking a good game about how he's really going to stick with it. He's 53 now, and he wants to talk about his politics.
Something's got
to
go.
Which is, of course, another reason why he's inevitably going to fail, is because he's getting into it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like many Hollywood celebrities that get into radio, they want to get in and try radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds neat. They've always liked radio. Radio's neat. And they want to get in, or in his case, he wants to get in and talk about his politics because he can't do it on stage. Well, Dennis, you're supposed to entertain people. If you getting on the air talking about your politics is your number one reason for doing the show, that's probably not going to translate into very good radio.
Yeah, I don't know whether...
Because you can't do a 3-hour stand-up act every day. You can't do that.
No, because you'd have to write it, essentially,
right.
And he's going to have to be just sort of funny off the hip, and I'm sure he will be. He's a good comedian.
So you don't think he's going to last the year?
I just don't think so. I think that it'll be too difficult. I've done the whole split sleep schedule thing, mm-hmm. and it's no way to live a life.
Can't be easy at 53.
Can't be easy anytime, but okay.
Yeah.
I've never been 53. I don't know.
Julia does it now, but she's 22.
And
so.
that's about the age that I was doing it,
yeah.
too, and it is just not fun.
So that's there you go, a little bit of analysis of the radio industry for you, because this happens over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood people come in. For some reason, the big corporations, the syndicators in this business, think it's a good idea to bring in names.
Yeah, and it seems to be the thing that they're doing right now is bringing in any big name they can. Now, Whoopi apparently still on the radio after...
What, 8 months?
Yes, I don't know what the number is.
Penn made it about a year.
They've all crashed and burned.
Penn Jillette made it about a year.
Unless somebody can think of one that I can't think of.
Jerry Springer made it just over a year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, over a year.
Al Franken, about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He did pretty good.
Well, that's 2 years?
Yeah, it's not good.
That's a drop in the bucket compared to people with real radio careers.
It's pretty good for a Hollywood guy, though.
I guess.
David Lee Roth, not by his own choosing, out of there.
Yeah, he didn't make it a few months.
Just these... The radio should be left to the radio guys, as far as I'm concerned.
And the reason
I say it is because show me a successful Hollywood person that
really
has
like
done radio.
I'd really like to know who that would be.
Maybe one can make the argument that Adam Carolla, managed to convert from radio to.
Did he? I think he converted from radio to TV, though.
Right, he did. He went the other direction.
Different.
He bears some mentioning. He did. He managed.
Yeah, but no, we're talking about Hollywood people that converted. From Hollywood to radio.
Right.
I don't think Adam Carolla was that guy.
No, he wasn't.
1-800-259-9231. All right, to the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Mike in California on the Amplifier line. Hello, Mike.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling regarding the smoking ban in California you guys were talking about. I was thinking that the hotel woman who told you it was against the law was accurate because there's some crazy laws out here.
There really are.
But I don't think she was, unfortunately. According to illicit smoking bans on Wikipedia in California, and this is the one I was thinking about, I just didn't have it clear in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
There is a ban of smoking within 20 feet of any door or window, opened or closed, inside or outside, of any government building within the state. Now, the hotel is not government, obviously.
No, really?
But this law also includes... buildings owned or occupied by government entity, including public universities,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
So you're saying it's a hotel rule, then?
I'm guessing in that case it's a hotel rule. Now, there are a couple cities in the in California, that indeed have gone crazy and banned smoking in your own car and in your own home, and I think you guys reported on that.
Yeah, we report on them whenever we see them, generally.
Yeah. So
okay.
There's some crazy stuff, but I think in your case it was a hotel rule.
Well, excellent, Mike. Thank you for the clarification. Anything else on your mind?
No, thanks for the show.
Take it easy. 800-259-9231. Maybe they were just sort of preparing for the inevitable. Maybe the hotel said, all right, well, they're probably going to just ban it all anyway. Let's ban it as far as we can. I don't know.
Well, there's no... No, I disagree. The hotel has decided to go non-smoking entirely. You can't...
Except for the open-air club.
Correct.
And
outside the front door.
Yeah.
You can't ban something without giving... You can't make a rule without giving the rule teeth. And
I see.
That was the way they decided to give the rule teeth. Even if they pardon the person every single time...
That's how they're educating their clientele.
At least they say to themselves, oh, okay, I could get a $250 fine if I keep the smoking in the room thing
And you
up.
Know what? I mean, if you're at a $200 a night hotel, which normally, if I were actually going out to do anything else besides a talk radio convention, I wouldn't be staying at.
No, generally we would not do that, and it's a little rich for our blood. All the beds were very, very nice.
Generally, if you're staying at a $200 hotel, you're sort of the upper crust, or upper middle class at least. And maybe they think that it's probably resulted in some people just swiping their credit card and not looking at the bill, you know?
The revenue, yeah.
Hey, $250.
I think that it's a little disingenuous to call it an SMKG fee.
Well, there's only so many there's only so many letters they could have in the space, so they had to truncate it.
Well, then they need to make two lines or something. You need to tell somebody that's a smoking fee.
Well, it's their hotel. They can do what they
want. They can do what they want, and just don't let people get away with doing whatever they want when it's your money.
By the way, it wasn't our money. It was the amplifiers' money, and I'd like to thank them for sending us to the talk radio seminar, because if it weren't for our amplifiers, that never would have happened. In fact, some of our amplifiers might be a little bit concerned. Hey, wait a minute. Why are you guys spending $200 a night when you could go across town and stay at the Super 8 or the Motel 6 for $60 a night? And I think we should address that coming up here. 800-259-9231. There's a reason for it.
There is a reason.
And hopefully you'll think it's a good one. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. We've got issues to talk about here tonight as well. Of course, if you bring up one, we'll talk about yours. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. freetalklive.com, the place to go. All of the features there completely free, though we do ask for your voluntary support, like over 340 of our listeners have decided to do by becoming an amplifier. You can do that as well by going to amp.freetalklive.com. It takes you maybe just a few minutes to read the page. That way you know what's going on, and then you sign up. It's very easy. Major credit cards, also PayPal, the preferred ways to do it, and it's a simple concept. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that if you like the show, if you like the fact that we give all the features away on the website, then maybe you should just send us a couple bucks a month or $3 a month. In fact, that's all we're asking for is $3 a month from you. You won't even notice it. I mean, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee. And the point is, if a bunch of people send us that $3 a month, we're getting a significant amount of money coming in. In fact, right now, our amplifiers have totaled up almost $2,500 per month, because once it does reset $2,500 mark, we've got an amp milestone to release, which is our upcoming webcam. So there are things that these amp dollars are allowing us to do, like do advertising in radio industry publications like Talkers Magazine, do internet advertising to get more internet listeners on board, and doing real-life radio outreach as well to industry executives, decision-makers, like we did over the weekend. We've been talking about all hour in Los Angeles for the Talk Radio Seminar, and then coming up this summer in New York City again for the Talkers New Media Seminar. These are the two talk radio conventions that go on in the United States every year.
The ones that we know about, at least.
And so, big thanks to everybody who's an amplifier, because if it weren't for you, we would not be at these conferences. And being at these conferences and doing all the other things that the amp dollars allow us to do really is making a huge difference in terms of getting this show on more radio stations, which means more new people will come across the message of freedom and liberty. I mean, that's a good thing. So if that's something you want, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get involved today. You'll also get some access to perks like the amplifier-only phone lines and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. But being at these conferences is very valuable because we're actually getting FaceTime with the program directors that, you know, they're seeing our ads, they're getting our industry updates, they know we're here, they know what we're doing, but it makes a big difference to actually be there in person, to shake their hand, to say hello, and chat with them for a little while.
It does, it absolutely makes a big difference. I mean, if nothing else, it's good for a program director, for, the guy from WLS in Chicago, for him to look at our faces and have to spend just a little bit of time talking to us and, these are the guys from Free Talk Live. They have a show. You know, it's much better advertising advertising than, you know, the half page that we have in Talkers, which is great and everything. But it
doesn't, I don't know, it's rounds, much better. It doesn't get as many program directors. There's only some that go to this.
That's correct. But the big ones.
The big guys are there.
Look, if WLS added us 6 nights a week, that would make a huge difference in, you know, who would put us on the air and who wouldn't.
Right. So these people are seeing us. And actually, it was interesting this year compared to last year, because last year was our first time ever going to a talk radio convention. And so we were the new guys. We didn't know anything. We didn't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't as practiced at, you know, approaching people. You've got to be an extrovert at these things.
Yes.
If you just stand around, not much is going to happen. So you got to approach these guys, give them your business card, chat them up a little bit. I like to call it the schmooze fest.
Mm-hmm.
And we're much better this year because people already knew us from last year, so we'd actually get approached this time.
Yeah, people said hi to us.
Yeah.
If you can imagine such a thing.
Yeah, so that was positive, and I got in touch with some of the program directors that I didn't get to talk to last year. So again, very valuable to go to these things. But somebody might ask, a more cynical amplifier might say, well, wait a minute. Now, I understand this isn't your money. I mean, we're contributing the money to you guys. Why is it that you aren't spending it very wisely? Why is it you aren't going to Motel 6? Because I mentioned earlier, the hotel we were at was a $200 a night hotel.
Yeah,
now, that's
pretty nice.
That's pretty expensive in my book. And normally I would never go to a hotel like that.
Well, normally you wouldn't go anywhere.
Okay. But in the times that I've gone to hotels in my life,
right,
I wouldn't have chosen that. The reason why, so a cynical amplifier might say, well, shouldn't you be going to Motel 6 and spending $60 a night instead of $200? Good question. Fair question. The reason why we don't is because the first time we went to a convention, we didn't stay in the hotel that the convention was going on in.
Mm-hmm.
So last year at this time, we stayed in a hotel that was, that's just a mile down the road. And it was still an expensive hotel.
Yeah, they're all expensive.
Because it's D.C. in the center of the city. Anyway, it was just a mile down the road, but nonetheless, it resulted in us having to get up earlier, arrive at the room later, which meant we were less well-rested for actually attending the convention. It was a hassle because we had to get from one hotel to the next, and it cost us money in the form of cab fares to get to a $60 hotel. You'd have to go way outside of the area that we were at.
Right.
So that's going to cost extra money. Or that, renting a car, that would cost extra money
That would be probably true with this, L.A. situation, too. I mean, how many Motel 6s are in Marina Del Rey?
Yeah, I didn't see
You know, just doesn't seem likely to me.
Right. So we would be off-site. It would be difficult for us to get to the convention. And also, there are certain times in the convention, like, let's see, at Talkers last year, we had a meeting with somebody in our hotel room. We had that gentleman come back and sit with us, and we had our consultant come in, and he came to our hotel room. And we
had a meeting at a hotel room in this hotel, you know, this time, too. And we also met people going to the room and walking
up and down
in
the elevator,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
And so
it's really important to be in the hotel that the
really
convention
is
happening. That's why I don't wait till the last minute to get registered for these things. I get registered as soon as possible, so we're already set for this summer's Talkers Convention. 1-800-259-9231. I hope that answers all the questions. Let's talk, or actually, coming up, we're going to talk travel. Since we're sort of on the theme, as it turns out, as we've mentioned in the past, and the statistics are still bearing it out, international travelers are staying the hell away from America.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to talk about the consequences. We need to talk about what's happening, why it's happening. That's all on the way. But to the phones first, Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
What's on your mind?
I was talking to my mom this weekend, and my dad for a long time knew that I had abandoned the Republican Party and joined the Libertarian cause. Well, my mom didn't really know. I mean, she knew my politics had changed slightly, but she didn't know to what. And so this weekend, she found out that I was a libertarian, and she started grilling me because as lifelong Bible thumpers, they were members of the Christian Coalition and all that, very right-wing conservative.
Okay.
And so she started grilling me on, you know, God's a Republican, God's a Republican. And I'm like, finally, for the longest time, I just stood there and let her say what she wanted to say and let her have it out. And finally, enough was enough. I said, Mom, apparently you don't even read the Bible that you purport to support and claim to have read. Because if you actually read the Bible, God is very anti-political. He hated the idea of government. As a matter of fact, when supposedly.
Well, I don't know if that's true. God wanted to rule over everybody.
Well, when the Israelites came to him and said, give us a king, he said no, repeatedly. He didn't. The last thing he wanted to do was give them a king.
Very interesting, yeah. It's a good point.
He was against governments of man. How about that?
Yeah, government is a construct of man, and the very idea of it he was against. He had the priest class for his law, but for dealings of men, he figured that the free markets could handle it themselves. He eventually came up with a class of judges to sort of mediate, but that was it. That was all he wanted. He didn't.
So what did Mom say to that?
What's that?
What did your mom say to that?
She started stumbling at that point. She didn't know quite where to go.
Hmm.
So I think I made her, at the very least, think about her belief system.
Is it really, are people really that simple in that they say, oh, God's on the side of the Republicans, so therefore the logical conclusion is Satan's on the side of the Democrats? I mean, are there really people that think that?
The secular humanists.
Yeah. I think so. I think because of the way the public education system has been set up, that absolutely people fall into that trap.
That's just amazing to me. Any other highlights from your conversation?
No, not really after that. She just, like I said, she started stuttering and didn't know quite where to go. And finally she used the line, well, let me look into that and I'll get back to you.
Oh, that's a fair answer.
Hey, you know, it's not just a line. That's how people, slowly convert. Nobody's going to just, bam, convert,
right.
Maybe on an issue, but not on, their whole political thought process.
Absolutely.
To her, God really is a Republican, and she has to unravel that, and she's going to, you've made a salient point to her that it's going to resonate with her for a long time.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in your future conversations, possibly addressing some of her favorite laws, perhaps laws controlling people's morality and that sort of thing. Those should be very interesting. You'll have to let us know what happens, Eric. Thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. America. People don't want to come here. We'll talk about why on the way. And you can probably guess it as to why. In fact, I don't even want to travel from state to state. I can't imagine what it's like coming here from another country. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.